Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Efner, joined now with Norwalk State Tennis qualifiers, who are?
Adrian Bush.
Braylon Stockwell, Jr.
Adrian's a senior. And you guys qualified for state tennis last week by placing second at the district meet here in Norwalk. You'll go to the 2A doubles tournament now in Iowa City. That's May 21st and 22nd, starting on Tuesday. 10-4 record on the season now, guys. Just kind of tell me, how excited were you? What was the feeling like to be able to qualify for state?
Yeah, we knew we had a chance going in, so we were definitely preparing for it. And the match to get to state was crazy. We were down to our last life. They had two match points, and we were able to fight those off and then win in the third set. So it was a great time, probably the best match I've ever been a part of.
And then you guys also played pretty well in the final there, but competitive finals match to get second.
Yeah, that was a close one. Just lost in the third set, tiebreaker. It'd be nice to have that back, because then we could have played a runner-up in the state tournament. But I was just happy with how hard we played, because that was a really good team.
And then, Braylon, just your thoughts, too, on making it to state for the first time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I liked having Adrian by my side this whole year to help me out. And yeah, just it was a lot of fun that day. A great weather, great atmosphere. The fans were amazing. So,
how long have you guys been playing doubles together?
Just this year, but all throughout this year. We haven't changed partners at all.
And I know I asked you this, Adrian, probably after conference tennis, but how do you feel like both of you kind of complement each other with the strengths of your own games?
I think a lot of it's also mental, because I'm a little bit more of an emotional player than Braylon. And he's really good at kind of letting me get that all out. But and him staying even-keeled himself, it's kind of a good ham and egg situation. And then also tennis-wise, he's pretty good at the net and putting balls away. And I think I'm a little bit better of a server and stuff. So we complement our games both on the court and then kind of mentally as well.
Yeah, I agree. I think at the net I'm pretty good, and he's got a good backhand. So anytime we can get it deep into their backhand, I can usually poach over and just take the balls.
And new head coach this year, Nicole Berger, when she came in, she talked about double strategy being an emphasis and improving that part of the game here. What have you guys learned about doubles play in general as the season's gone on? How key has that been to your success?
It's been really key. That's what we work on, I would say, the most, is just different ways to move at the net and hit balls and put ourselves in situations that are advantageous for us. She's been great for that. She's taught us a lot, and you can tell she knows. She's probably forgotten more than we'll ever know about doubles, so it's been a great opportunity to learn a lot.
Yeah, she's gave us a lot of strategies. That one of them is just getting to the net, which we've been working on this whole year, and we've gotten way better at it, I'd say. So just serving volleys and overall just getting to the net before the other team has really helped us.
Besides qualifying for state, maybe what have been some really memorable moments from your time together this year, whether it was a big point, a winning shot, or just a match win?
I think our first match of the year, we played Boone, and we lost in a third set tiebreaker. It's a 10-point tiebreaker. We lost 18-16. And I think in hindsight, that was a great match to start off with, because we were right there and couldn't get it done. And I think that really motivated us to work harder throughout the year. And we've had some, and then we had a tournament in Johnson that we won. But I think it's all kind of based off that first match, showing what we needed to do to improve.
Yeah, I think some of the best memories I've had is when we hit down the line shots and they just go right by them and everyone gets all hype. I think that's some of the most fun shots to hit. So when we do that, it really ramps it up.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk boys state tennis qualifiers Adrian Bush and Braylon Stockwell on the eve of their first state tournament appearance here next week. Other sports and activities that you guys are involved in at Norwalk, is there anything else to talk about?
Yeah, we both golf. It was kind of funny this year. I took his spot for our district meet for golf, which is kind of, I think, a little fluky. I think he's a little bit of a better player than me next year. He's a little bit better player than me, and next year I think he's going to have a big year on the course.
Is that the same for you,
yeah,
golf?
I'll get more golf in this summer, so trying to get better for that upcoming next year.
Going into state now, what's your mindset? What do you want to get done there? What kind of goals do you have in mind for it?
I honestly don't know how it's going to be. I know there's going to be really tough competition, and I mean, we're really happy to just be there, so we're just going to cherish the opportunity and go out and try to win a couple matches if we can. But if not, I'm content with where the journey's taking me.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the top tier players and just watch them, because you don't get to watch tennis like that much, and it'll be fun to see how they play and just take that into the next year, some strategy and what I can improve on.
What are going to be some keys to maybe how well you do there, whether that's overcoming nerves early or just a strategy in your play on the court?
Yeah, for sure. We got to go out there with a calm mindset. and really jump on teams early. That's what we did in our championship match against that really good team from Roosevelt. We were able to take the first set because I think we were just more calm than them to start off with. So I think that's what we really have to do to maybe beat a couple teams here is just come out strong, be ready to go, put balls away at the net, and just get aggressive and loud early, kind of get in their heads a little bit.
Yeah, I think we just have to be aggressive and play our game, which is get to the net, as I said. And I think we got to get our serves in first and get our returns in and deep, and that'll help us hopefully win some.
Okay, just one more for you guys. What's maybe something that you've learned from each other here, playing with each other this season, that how have you helped each other?
Ooh, I think it's definitely been very interesting to play with both Brad. I just think he's improved so much throughout the year, and that's just kind of shown me about kind of perseverance, because at the start of the year he was struggling a little bit with his returns, and especially the last couple of days in practice he's been just killing me, which is really showing how much he's improved in this game, and I'm really excited to see where that takes him next year.
Adrian, he helped me with my volleys this year a lot, and just helping me split step and get my footwork down, so that's really helped me. And then I've brought that back to serve returns, as he said, and I think I've improved. I think he's improved too, so.
I just thought of one more, guys. You've had some time off now. With the rest of the team off, how do you guys practice doubles, and who do you play against?
Yeah, so on Tuesday we played against, our coach knows the coach at Grandview, so we played against two of his players. That was something. They were quite good. And then yesterday we went up to Johnson, played a doubles team there. So we just do whatever we can to find opponents. And then if not, we just come to the courts with Nicole and work on volleys and stuff. And we were kind of saying the other day, we've had the best practice of the year the last couple of days without the rest of the team. Just so intense, and we're really, really focused and going after it. Yeah. We've been doing a lot.
Anything to add to that, Braylon?
No, I think just finding people to play is just the best way to practice. I think just getting matches in and getting situational shots in is just what we've been working on.
All right, this has been Norwalk State Tennis Qualifiers, Adrian Bush and Braylon Stockwell. Good luck at the state meet, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.